Thank you for calling customer support. You reached B. How can I assist you today?
Hi. I just placed an order, and I was to be charged $2 for that order, and it came up on my credit card statement immediately, and I was charged $59, and I would like to have that canceled immediately.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So can you start off? Can you provide me your with your zip code?
Yes, it's 32163.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Donna, D-O-N-N-A. Last name is Sims, S as in Sam, I-M-M-S.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see here what that was on your account, but it doesn't look like that payment was processed.
I got an email that it was processed onto my account for $59, and nowhere in the promotion was $59 mentioned.
Yes, ma'am. So it is a survey to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it also comes with our Bite Tub app, which is a $59.89 transaction, but it was declined, so it didn't take from your account.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. Once you enter that survey, it also comes with the app, which is our Bite Tub app, which is that $59 transaction, but it was declined. It did not go through.
If it did not go through, how is it that I got an email that it was posted to my credit card?
So you have an email that said it was posted from your account?
Yes, I got an email that was posted to my credit card already.
Okay, so just give me a few seconds while I go ahead and further review your account because it's giving me a decline status. Okay, yes, ma'am. So it may be that charge is pending on your account right now because I still don't see any successful charges that was made on the account.
Well, my husband's got an email on his phone. We were just notified that it was posted to our credit card. And I don't understand. I took a survey for this KitchenAid product, and I okayed, I authorized the $2 charge. So where does this 59 and some odd cents come from?
Yes, ma'am. So that comes from within the app, that Bites Hub app that I was explaining to you.
I didn't even see anything for that. There was nothing mentioned. And I read every word in the advertisement, in the survey. There was nothing for $59 and some odd cents. Where I didn't see that anywhere.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So just give me one second.
I'm going back and looking at it. I don't see what it is you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am. There's so in the descriptions, do you see anything about that?
No, there's nothing in this advertisement other than a KitchenAid mixer. That's it. And then from that point, you go on and fill in your, from the KitchenAid mixer, you fill in your name, your address, your phone number, your email, mailing address, and your credit card information. That is all that is on here. Nothing else is mentioned.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Oh, it does at the bottom here. It says there's a possible entry for sweepstakes items.
Okay, yes, ma'am. But so you did say that you received the email within the transaction. What exactly does that email say?
That my credit card was charged for $59 and some cents.
Okay, so it's telling you that your credit card was charged, that $59?
$59 and some cents.
Okay.
Was charged to my Visa. Now, I did put my Visa information in with the understanding that I was only going to be charged $2.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So just give me a few seconds while I further review your account.
I see your email.
I have them on the phone here. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and search out a system with your last four ending in 6222, and I do see here what two payments were declined. So I would just go ahead and check with your bank to make sure that that amount was not taken out of your account.
And you're showing that they were it was declined.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
All righty. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice day.